at Cuyuna Brewing Company in Crosby. Find out how to prepare your deer for testing and share hunting stories and wild game recipes with other hunters. Let's kick off hour two of American Roots.
This is American Roots for autumn. And in this season of change, we'll recall Aretha Franklin's sound and spirit with archival interviews from her late producer Jerry Wexler, the Muscle Shoals musicians who backed her first hit songs, and recordings of her and her father's own memories.
All you have to do is have something in here and the ability to hear and the ability to feel, and you will know that Aretha is still a gospel singer.
The late Reverend C.L. Franklin, Aretha's father, in a Los Angeles church, 1972, when the live LP Amazing Grace was produced. More from Reverend Franklin coming up. We'll also hear some great women of song from before Aretha, who touched on life and love in autumn, including Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and beginning with Sarah Vaughan, joined by Clifford Brown on saxophone and Herbie Mann flute for the Kurt Weill tune, September Song, on American Roots.
For it's a long, long while from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game, and the days dwindle down to a precious few. Thank you. precious days I'll spend with you.
Saxophonist Stan Getz, Autumn Leaves, Joseph Cosma's tune. That version recorded in a cool West Coast style in New York City for Royal Roost Records, 1952. We're going to stay in the Big Apple with Lady Day, Billie Holiday, a song written by Vernon Duke, recorded in that same year with hopeful scenes of a mellow season on American roots.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York. It lifts you up when you're run down. Jady ruées and gay voices who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live in.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
me. There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going when the wind is blowing and it's cold outside?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan in New York City, a cool 1949 take on Baby, It's Cold Outside, written by Frank Lesser. In a moment, our Sound of Seasons Changing moves on to words and music from and about Aretha Franklin when American Roots returns.
KEXE means a lot to people, including our member services manager, Heather Johnson.
Had a little baby. He never stopped screaming for 2 years. He has since substituted that for talking nonstop. But
shout out to Alex.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. Great kid, terrible baby. There was a lot of screaming, not much sleeping. So the radio was like constantly like my friend. Like, oh my gosh, thank goodness the morning show is on. And oh, now there's somebody playing great music and everything. And it was just such a relief. And then I was working from home at that point, so I wasn't going into the office and seeing adults anyway. So it was just nice to hear adult voices, you know what was going on in this new town and know what we could do, like what I could take this little screaming thing to.
We need your support now. Go to KEXE.org. I'm Heidi Holton. Thank you for being a part of this community.
This is American Roots at the beginning of autumn, now with a bit of time passed to reflect on the spirit of Aretha Franklin. Let's start with Lady Soul at the Piano from the LP Soul 69.
Without a word of warning, the blues walked in this morning. Circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why I had that sad and lonely feeling until my baby said, today, this time I sang a love song, but today, singing the blues. Just goes to show you, no matter how you love, everybody's got to lose. And since I've lost, I'd rather walk around and worry. I guess I'll just walk. I'm singing the blues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now it strikes me kind of funny how love can be this way. And it strikes me kind of funny, yeah. should be the one to always lose. But yesterday, at this time, I sang a love song. Oh, oh, right now, I'm singing the blues. Yeah, yeah. I'm singing the blues.
While I'm gone, but all I'm asking is for a little respect when I come home.
Otis Redding with his song and perspective on respect in 1965, 2 years before his passing. Aretha recorded the song Her Way in 1970 as a great social and sensual statement. Before that, Aretha singing Don't Play That Song from the 1970 LP Spirit in the Dark. And in a moment, Aretha talking about her friendship with Sam Cooke.
She was on the 16, on the 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16, too young to fall 16, in love, and I was too young to know.
Then why did you give?
His room was only two doors away from my room. And then the Staple Singers were right across the hall from him. So I got dressed and went down, knocked on his door and sat there. And he was not married at this time, okay? sat on the side of the bed very innocuously. And we were just talking about the music industry and other artists and whatever it was we were talking about. And the door was closed. And while we were talking, the conversation took another turn. And read between the lines. And my dad was looking for me concurrently at the same time, just as it took this other turn. And we hear this like, boom, 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 boom. Aretha, I know you're in there. You know, and we were like, froze like this. Well, we weren't doing anything, but I guess I shouldn't have been in there either. So we were like, it gave new meaning to waiting to exhale. We were like stiff, like, oh my God. So then I could hear the Staple Singers in the background saying, no, Reverend Franklin, I don't think she's in there. We don't know where she is. He said, all right, and I heard him going back down the hall. Well, as soon as he turned that corner going down the hall, I shot out of Sam's room, and I never even looked in the direction of his room again. That was it. So today I say, Daddy never knew how he changed the course of history with that loud knocking on the door.
To me. been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Sam Cooke, Aretha's special friend from Clarksdale, Mississippi, with his prescient 1964 recording of A Change Is Gonna Come. Before that, Sam Cooke's 1962 slow dance classic that went to the top of the R&B and pop charts, Bring It On Home to Me. And we're back with memories of Aretha from the musicians at her historic Muscle Shoals sessions and her Atlantic producer, Jerry Wexler, when American Roots returns.
Taking another break from American Roots here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, I'm Malachi Coons. Now a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are. Confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Stella Alpina Leon will be your host for On the River, 2 hours of handpicked folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music. Then Shiro's Radio from 3 to 4 and the History of Jazz with Paul Kivi comes your way today from 4 to 5. Also another reminder that Martin Sexton is playing tonight in Grand Rapids. He's doing an Abbey Road Beatles album cover tour coming to town. That show is at 7 o'clock. Right now, you can also help shape the future of our cultural programming by taking a survey we have at that same website on our legacy shows. Now more from American Roots. Keep it right here on KAXE.
This is American Roots. After Aretha Franklin signed with Atlantic Records in 1967, producer Jerry Wexler brought her to record in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Known for its local recording studios, including Fame and Muscle Shoals Sound, the Tennessee River town produced many hits and allowed the black and white music worlds to coalesce. In 1967, Aretha recorded her first big hit, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, at Fame Studios, but all didn't go smoothly. Studio guitarist Jimmy Johnson.
Well, I didn't know a lot about her when she got here. I knew that Jerry Wexler was extremely high on her, and he was like the number one guru in New York, recording rhythm and blues, soul artist. And the first place he brought her was right down here to Muscle Shoals to record her. And I think there was a lot of questions in her mind and her husband's mind of where they were going and why. Mm-hmm. And, but I think it's just like how we felt when we heard her play piano. And when we heard her open her mouth and start singing and playing, we knew we were in for something so special. And we knew why Jerry brought her there.
The musicians gave Jerry Wexler and Aretha Franklin the sound they were looking for, but her stay in Muscle Shoals was short. David Hood, the bassist, was hired to play trombone in the horn section, and Jimmy Johnson was playing guitar on the session.
A trumpet player was brought in from out of Memphis that nobody knew, and it just so happened that that person had started drinking and had made some kind of slimy remarks to Aretha.
Aretha took offense, and her husband, Ted White, who was also her manager, took offense of it. And I don't think there was anything said during the session. All we knew was the next day we got to the studio, and the session was canceled, and that it was over. They finished that recording in New York.
But in those one night and one day that we worked with her, we cut her first double-sided hit, Never Loved Man the Way I Love You, and Do Right Man, Do Right Woman.
She's not just a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like her man. If you want to
Yeah, so you came up to New York, and then you finished Do Right Women up there.
Yeah, we actually finished the album, the whole first album, and we became a part for 3 years. We worked with her about every month and a half, 2 months. We cut new product.
And as long as we're together, baby, show some respect for me. If you wanna do
Aretha stayed with producer Jerry Wexler at Atlantic Records until 1979, and during that period recorded many of her biggest hits and received 10 Grammys. The late Jerry Wexler remembers Aretha.
Well, I said I worked with three geniuses, and I said it was Ray, Aretha Franklin, and Bob Dylan. In order for them to fit the designation in my mind, first of all, they brought something brand new to the table. But the real hallmark, the real defining difference, was the difference between them and the next number two. Who was there a number two to Ray Charles? Stevie Wonder, maybe not close. Who was number two to Bob Dylan? There is none. Who was number two to Aretha Franklin? Patti LaBelle? In other words, it's the distance between a performer of that stature and the next person.
Jerry, what did you try to do with and for Aretha Franklin as an artist once she became part of what you were going to do?
Well, first of all, what we tried to do was provide her with a setting that would best serve her. The Muscle Shoals guys, I had a band in Miami, Cold Grits, the Dixie Flyers, and then ultimately King Curtis and the Kingpins. Secondly, I wanted her to play on her records. You bring something to the table when you play. Maybe it's just a little rhythm guitar and so on. But what Aretha brought was not just adequate, but great piano playing. We sat her down. You have to remember that Aretha was a great arranger. When we decided on the material, she'd work it out at home. The key, the vocal arrangement, the background arrangement with her sisters or whatever group she had at the time. She'd come into the studio. It was almost like painting by the numbers. Just fill it in because she brought it in. If you and this audience would kindly listen to her record of Going Down Slow, an old blues by St. Louis Jimmy, it is the Periclean blues record. She shows that she's not just the best soul singer. I believe she's the best blues singer.
I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, I want to tell you
Let's talk about her song, Respect. Could you say a little about how that came together?
When I was mixing Respect after she finished it, Otis Redding happened to be in our studio, and he was listening, and very ruefully, with a grin, he said, "That little gal done took my song." Because she took, first of all, Respect only had one strain, so she added another strain, and then she put the Sakatumi in. So somehow it became a universal sororal anthem of establishing female rights, along with a healthy dose of lubricity. So there was sex, there was civil rights, there was so much else in it. It's a sororal global call to arms. Girls, this is us.
Aretha's transcendent version of Otis Redding's song, Made Anew in 1970. It's one we'll keep hearing on the radio, records, in film, and in our hearts. Aretha is known to many as the Queen of Soul, but she began singing at her father's New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit. Aretha visited her gospel roots at a performance at New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles, 1972. It was captured as a double album called Amazing Grace. During the performance, Reverend C.L. Franklin sang his daughter's praises.
We like very much to have Aretha's father just come forward. We see him so seldom. Like for him to come and say hello to you. Glory to God. Reverend C.L. Franklin, let's give him a hand.
Reverend Cleveland, and to all of the musicians in this great choir, I think that Reverend Cleveland picked a bad time for me to make a talk behind all of the spirit and enthusiasm that Aretha has engendered here tonight. It took me all the way back to the living room at home when she was 6 and 7 years of age. It took me back to about 11 when she started traveling with me on the road singing gospel. I saw you crying and I saw you responding. But I was just about to bust wide open. You're talking about being moved. Not only because Aretha is my daughter, and of course, you know, I wouldn't be right upstairs if I didn't appreciate that. But I say with pride that Aretha is not only my daughter, Aretha is just a stone singer. I went in the cleaners one day in Detroit, and she told me, I saw your daughter Aretha last night. She said, it was all right. She said, but I'll be glad when she comes back to the church. I said, listen, baby, let me tell you something. If you want to know the truth, she has never left the church. I said, all you have to do is have something in here and the ability to hear and the ability to feel, and you will know that Aretha is still a gospel singer. She took me with her to Switzerland and France and Italy this past summer. The Italians, as well as the French and others, many of them could not speak English. Mr. Wexler, that's her recording man back there from Atlantic. They couldn't speak English, but they remembered the English words of Aretha's songs. And they would say, Aretha, Aretha, spirit in the dark. I'm just happy, Reverend Cleveland. And I'm happy for this great choir and all who have contributed to make this a great night. God bless you all. And I've had a wonderful time.
getting the spirit in the dark. I'm getting the spirit in the dark. People moving, oh, you've been grooving. Just getting the spirit in the dark.
Aretha, lighting it up in any dark season or mood. Those folk images of little Sally Walker sitting in the saucer to ride Sally Ride, be it in a Mustang with the Holy Spirit or in a social movement. Thank you.
The program is produced in collaboration with the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Our team for this program included Olivia Broslowski, Betsy Shepard, Garrett Pittman, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, Gregory LeBlanc, Lydia Woolley, and April Goltz. American Roots is supported by the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund and Jim Hart in Chicago. You can find American Roots on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All programs and interviews stream from AmericanRoots.org. You can also contribute there to support those archives. We all appreciate it. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots, from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Sam Perry from Brainerd is a regular contributor to the KAXE Morning Show. She talks about birds and other wildlife. We asked her why she supports this station.
So, and now the most recent thing is the newsroom. And I love the news reports. You're not hearing that anywhere else. You're not hearing about what county boards are doing and local governments. This is the place. This is where you're going to hear about it. And the music was wonderful. You know, and you had your volunteer hosts. And again, local people often. I want to support it. I want to support something. And then, of course,